Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
This class is presented by Rabbi Leib Shapiro. Rabbi Leib Shapiro, a noted Talmudic scholar, is the dean of the Yeshiva Gedolah Rabbinical College of Greater Miami, the rabbi of Congregation Beis Menachem, and a community leader in Miami Beach, Florida.
Concerning a kviyus that Shiva Oser B'Tamuz Kavlan on Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Kavlan on Shabbos, we find a machloikis in the Gemara. It says in the Gemara Megillah Dav Hei Yomet Beis that Rebbe Bikesh Laker Tisha B'Av, that Rebbe once wanted to nullify the whole Tisha B'Av, the whole fasting of Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara explains that Loi Kacho Yemaise, this was not the Maise, Ela Tisha B'Av Shechol Yis B'Shabbos Haver, it was Tisha B'Av that came out on Shabbos, V'Dachinuhu L'Achar HaShabbos, and we pushed it away for after Shabbos, that they should fast on Sunday. But Omar Rebbe, so Rebbe said, Hoyil V'Nitche Yitche, since it was pushed away already, let it be pushed away completely. Which means that Rebbe held that if Tisha B'Av come out on Shabbos, then you don't have to fast at all. And it's self-understood that the same thing is also concerning Shiva Oser B'Tamuz. And according to Rebbe, if Shiva Oser B'Tamuz comes on a Shabbos, you don't have to fast. And it's a Kal V'Chomer. Because there is more reason to have to fast on Tisha B'Av is called on a Shabbos, you should fast on Sunday, then you should have to fast on Sunday, the day after Shiva Oser B'Tamuz. Because concerning Tisha B'Av, there is a Svara L'Chatchila you should have to fast, not on the 9th day of Av, but on the 10th day of Av. As the Gemara says in Tainis, that Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been in that generation, in the generation of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, I would have established the fast day for the 10th day of Av. Because most of the Heichal, most of the Beis HaMikdash, was burned on the 10th day of Av. So we see that it comes to Tisha B'Av, there's a very strong svara lechatchila you should have to fast on the 10th day of Av. L'poel, the establishment of the Tonus was on the 9th day of Av. But still, the 10th day of Av is very closely connected to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And still, Rebbe said that if Tisha B'Av, the 9th day of Av, came out on Shabbos, he held that you should not fast on Sunday. Since it was pushed off, you can't fast on the day, you don't fast at all, even though it's the 10th day of Av, which lechatchila has a very strong connection to the Churban. Now certainly the same thing would be concerning Shiva Oser B'Tamuz, that the 18th day of Tammuz has less connection to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, has less connection to Shiva Oser B'Tamuz than the 10th day of Av to the 9th day of Av. And if by the 10th day of Av he said that you don't fast at all, so too he held that you don't fast Sunday after Shiva Oser B'Tamuz. But that was only the opinion of Rebbe. The Chachomim argue with Rebbe and they hold that we do fast on the day after Shiva Oser B'Tamuz and the day after Tisha B'Av, if they come out on Shabbat. And the halach is like the Rabbanon, as we do, that we fast on Sunday, the 18th day of Tammuz, and we fast on Sunday, the 10th day of Av. Now when the Tonis comes out on Shabbos, and we push it off for Sunday, there's a whole discussion in the Achronim, v'negei la halach. In the Shailas Etshuvas Avne Nezer Oirachayim Simen Tov Kovov, Shailas Etshuvas Ksav Soifer Oirachayim Simen Kupalev, in the Shalosh Shuvas of the Marsham, Chelik Gimel, Simen, Shin Samach Gimel, and the Ragachover speaks about it a lot in the Tzofnas Paneach HaFloy and the Hashmotes in the Madura Tenyone and in Shalosh Shuvas Dvinsk, in Shalosh Shuvas Vashem, many places he speaks about this Inyan. What is the Inyan? That when the Tonus comes out on Shabbos and we push it off for Sunday, the Shaili is the Pshat, that the Chiyuv of the fact is Be'emes on Shabbos. But since we can't fast on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday, so Sunday is considered a tashlumin of the Shabbos. It completes what we were supposed to do on Shabbos. So really what remains is that the day of the fast still remains Shabbos, but the pearl, we can't fast on Shabbos, so we're mashlim, we complete it on Sunday. Or the pshat is that l'chatchila, when the Chachamim established the fast day, l'chatchila they established it. If it comes on a Shabbos, then the day of the fast day, l'chatchila, is on Sunday, not on Shabbos. And they write many differences, l'halocha, l'dine. For instance, if a child becomes bar mitzvah on the 10th day of Av. So if the day of the fast at that year is on the 10th day of Av l'chatchila, then this child, since on the 10th day of Av he is bar mitzvah already, he has an obligation to fast. But if we say that the fast day really remains for Shabbos, Sunday just completes what he missed on Shabbos, so the chiyuv really is on Shabbos, since on Shabbos he wasn't bar mitzvah yet, so he didn't have the obligation of fasting, so therefore, he doesn't have to fast on Sunday. Because Sunday is only to be mashlim what you missed on Shabbos. Since on Shabbos he didn't miss anything because he wasn't bar mitzvah yet, so he doesn't have to fast on Sunday. Another nafkemina. There's a special dini shavua shechal by Tisha B'Av. The week of Tisha B'Av has a special chumen, a special dini. Now, if Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, then the whole week before that Shabbos is called the week of Tisha B'Av. But if the chatchila, the takana was that you fast on Sunday, then the week before cannot be considered the week of Tisha B'Av, because Sunday is a new week already, and the chatchila, the takana was for that day. Then there's another nafkemina. Whether on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, the dvarei shebetzina noyeg, things which are private, whether the avelus of Tisha B'Av concerning private things apply to that Shabbos. So if you hold that Shabbos remains the day of the fast day, it's just that we can't fast, so we're mashlim it on Sunday, so then the dvarei shebetzina, the private hidden things, apply for Shabbos. But if we're going to say lechatchila the fast day was established in such a kviyas for Sunday, then Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av, it doesn't have the dinim of Tisha B'Av, and therefore the dinim of the dvarei shebetzina, the private things, would not apply. It would not be osir to do the things that you are not allowed to do on Shabbos of Avelus. The pearl we do see, as many achronim bring out, that we do look at Shabbos as the day of the fast day and Sunday as the day of tashlumin, because we find that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos and we push it off to Sunday, then there are certain kulas. We're more lenient with the fast day than if it would come out on Shabbos. For instance, there's a din concerning Bris Milo, that if the fast day is on Shabbos, then the Baal HaBris, the father of the child, the son, etc., have to fast on the day of the Bris. But if it comes out on Shabbos and it's pushed off for Sunday, and Sunday is the Bris, the Baal HaBris does not have to finish his tainus, because it's his yontif. And Rabbi Akiva Iger and the Hagoyas and Shulchan Aruch brings from the tshuvas of Shavus Yankiv that if a person is sick, or a muberes woman who's pregnant, that have a small michush, they're allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av that come on Shabbos, which means to eat on the Sunday. But if it would come out on the day of the fast day, lechatchila, you are not allowed to do. And then we find in the Steichemet, in Pa'asa Sode, Nasitas Dini, Mareches, Beinam Tzorim, he brings different dinim, different kulas, concerning Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos, and we push it off for Sunday. So from all that, it seems that Be'emes, the day of the fast, still remains for Shabbos. But, since we can't fast on Shabbos, we push it off for Sunday. So Sunday is only a tashlumin for the fast day of Shabbos. In which way does it express itself that Shabbos still remains the day of the Tonis? Because after all, the Pearl, we don't fast on that day. So what is the pshat that Shabbos still remains the day of the Tonis? It's just that it's pushed off for Sunday. It's the pshat as follows. It says in Achronim, that on a fast day, there are two inyonim. First, the day itself is considered a yoim tainis, a day of a fast day. Then, there's a second thing, that the person, the yid, has to do certain things on that day, or there are certain restrictions on the person on that day. So when we say that we push away the tonis from Shabbos to Sunday, we only push it away like the second thing, which means the dinim on the person that he has to do or not do on a fast day, that falls on him only on Sunday. But the fact that the day remains a Yom Tainis, that's still for Shabbos. What is the pshat that the Shabbos is a Yom Tainis? Now we know that the fast day is a Yom Rotzon Lashem. It's a special day of willing. Hashem's Rotzon is there. As the Pasuk says in Yeshayah Kapitul Nunches Pasuk. And even though this is really written concerning a fast day, Legabe Tshuva, when a person fasts as a form of Tshuva and Kapora, but these four fast days, and especially Tisha B'Av, is not L'cha'ura because of Tshuva, but it's because of Avelus, as it says in Zechariah, Kapitel Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. It's because of the Tzoras that happened in these times. But nevertheless, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tainius, in the beginning of Perek Hei, that even these fast days is Kedei La'oirer Halavavos, in order to awaken the hearts, L'ftoyach Darke Tshuva, to open the ways of Tshuva, V'yiyaz Azikoren L'maseinu Horoim, this should be a remembrance for our bad actions, and the actions of our parents that were like our actions now, and this brought them and us these tzoras, because we remember this, we'll return and mend our ways. And he quotes the pasuk, so we see that even these fast days also have the union of tshuva. When it says like our tainis of tshuva, and it's a Yom Rotzon Lashem, the day of a fast day, is a special Yizman's Gula, Eis Rotzon to Hashem, refers to these fast days also. And that is actually the reason why we fast on these days, because these days are special Yemei Segula. And as it says in the Gemara, in Brochas Afid Zayin Amad Aleph, Sheyehei Chelbi V'Domi Shenismayet, Keilu Hikrafti L'Fanecha L'Gabah HaMizbeach V'Tirtzeini. That when you fast, it's as if the Chelav Adam, the fast and the blood of the person that was minimized through not eating, should be as if he was makrivit as a korban on the Mizbeach V'Tirtzeini, which means this becomes Eisrot. So we see that these fast days are Eisrot. And that's what we're saying here. That even though the actual fasting takes place on Sunday, but Shabbos still remains the Eis Rotzen of the fast day. And Adarabah, on Shabbos, the stronger Eis Rotzen. Because Shabbos is a Yom and Eis Rotzen by itself, even without the fast day. It's Chemdas Yomim Oisek Aros, it's a special day of pleasure. So if the fast day comes on Shabbos, so we're saying that it remains that this is the fast day, even though the Peil, the Gabe, what the person is supposed to do, so we say he's not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But Lagabe, the day itself, we say the Eis Rotzen of the fast day is on Shabbos also. And the truth is that there's a very strong similarity between what the Eis Rotzen of Shabbos is Lagabe, the Eis Rotzen of Atainus. Because it says in many Svarim, concerning Yom Kippur, the fast day of Yom Kippur, and from there we learn how that the same thing applies to all Hayesim, is that that's the day when Lechayoysom Berov, as the Pasuk says in Tilim, Yepit Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yutes, which means that on Yom Kippur, the chayes that you get, the light that you get, is from the hunger, from not eating. All year round, the way a person lives is from achila v'shtiyah. You have to eat and drink physical food, and that's the way you live. Your goof lives from gashmis dikya food. On Yom Kippur, the level that he is supposed to reach is that his chayes, his life is supposed to come from not eating, which means that's the day he gets life in a higher level. Just like lo'asid lovei, ein bay lo achila v'lo ishtiyah, there is no eating and no drinking. And then there will be a life in the higher madrege. The life will come from ruchnius rather than from gashmius. And Yom Kippur, Ayid is supposed to reach that madrege, l'chayoysam barov, that his life comes from ruchnius, not from gashmius. As we see b'poil, on that day Ayid does not eat and drink. Ayid is involved in yonik dusha, you stand in shul and you daven and you learn all day. So Ayid is involved in ruchnius, and that's how he lives. What l'poil taki brings the life to the Ayid on that day? From the food that he ate before. The food that he ate before is not food anymore. What he ate the day before became part of him. Who is he? He is a Yid. So the food became part of him as a Yid, and that's the life he gets that day. So the life a Yid gets on Yom Kippur is not from physical food, but from food that already turned into Kiddusha, turned into being part of the person, part of the Yid. So on Yom Kippur, a Yid reaches the Madrege, that his Chayes comes from Ruchni, is not from God. Now concerning Shabbos, even though on Shabbos a Yid does eat and drink, but the eating and drinking of Shabbos is not the same as eating and drinking of the weekday. Because during the week, normally when a person eats and drinks, his pleasure comes from the food itself. His pleasure comes from the gashmis dike food and the gashmis dike drink. So his pleasure is a secular pleasure, so to speak. On Shabbos, when there's a mitzvah la'angoy, there's a mitzvah to have pleasure from the food and from the drink, so the food that he eats and the pleasure he has from the food is really kedusha, is really holiness, really a mitzvah. So it comes out that the Shleimus, when is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Oinek Shabbos complete? When his pleasure is from not the food, but from the fact that he is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashem, through this food that he's eating. So it comes out that the pleasure on Shabbos is not a pleasure of the goof, but it's a pleasure of the Nesham. And the truth is, not everybody feels it. But the halacha, the din is that that's how it should be. So therefore, in essence, this is the way it is by everybody, even if a person doesn't feel it. And the pleasure he has on Shabbos from the food and the drink is not from them as gashmius, but it is because it's a mitzvah to eat and drink on Shabbos. So it comes out that on Shabbos, a Yid has the koyach to reach the madrege of lachayosam barov, which means to get chayes from ruchnius rather than from gashmius, chayes of the neshama rather than chayes of the guf, through eating and drinking. The same level a Yid reaches on Yom Kippur, through not eating and drinking, a Yid is able to reach on Shabbos through yes eating and drinking. Because as we said, the shleimus of the mitzvah of oinig Shabbos is when his pleasure is not from the tainuk, from the pleasure of the food, but it is an oinig ruchni of the neshama. It's a ruchni zik, a pleasure of the neshama, because he is mekayim the mitzvah of oinig Shabbos. So it comes out that this is similar to l'chayosim barov. Because the emes is, legabe the body, if a person doesn't have pleasure from the food itself, it is called hunger. Just like we find concerning the mon, that the posik says in Ekev Kepitl Ches Posigimu, he made you suffer, he made you hungry, and he gave you the money. Now, if he gave him the money, he didn't make him hungry. And the answer is, because when they ate the mon, first of all, they didn't see the taste that they had. But then there's another reason. Since the mon was really a ruchnizdike food, so lagabe the guv gashmi, lagabe the physical guv, it's called that he was hungry. Because when is the physical guf satisfied and not hungry? When it has pleasure from the gashmius of it. Since the guf is a physical thing, so it has to have pleasure from the physical food, and then it's satisfied. But if the food that it eats is ruchnizdike food, and the pleasure is from the ruchnius of it, then lagabe the guf, it's called hunger. So when you eat on Shabbos, lagabe the guf, it's as if the guf is fasting. Because the guf doesn't have pleasure from the food, because it's a ruchnizdike pleasure, it's pleasure from the mitzvah of oinik Shabbos. So the melel lagabe the guf, it's called that it's fasting. So it comes out that eating on Shabbos is similar to l'chayosim barov of Yom Kippur. And since, as we said before, this concept of l'chayosim barov, even though it's written l'chayosim Yom Kippur, but it applies to every tonus. So every tonus, the meaning of the fast day is that day you have chayos from ruchnius, not from gashmius. Now, since we said that Shabbos is the same madrega that you have chayos from ruchnius, not from gashmius, from the neshama, not from the guf, so the melel and the fast day come out on Shabbos, it still remains that Shabbos is actually the fast day. Even though Bepeil we fast on Sunday, but that's only Lagabe de Gavre. The person has to do the halachas of Etonis on Sunday. But the day, the Eis Ratzna, where the fast day is still on Shabbos. And the explanation, as we just said, because on Shabbos you could have the fast day. Which means that just like on a fast day, the main thing is that your Chayis comes from Ruchnis, not from Gashmias. So on Shabbos that could happen too. And not stam, but it happens in the higher Madrege. Because on a fast day, it only happens through not eating. On Shabbos, it happens that even though you're eating and drinking, nevertheless, to you, it is not physical food, but the eating and the drinking is only a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Hashem, and that's where the pleasure is. So really, on that day, your chayes comes from ruchnizdike pleasure.